He reminds me in the winter time and the summer too of the many, many times that I held her in my arms just to keep her from the foggy, foggy dew. This song is more of a ladies' song, or maybe a duet. One of these days, we'll work on the Wagoner's Lad, Barbara. We were trying to think of songs to do together, Barbara and I, like Sonia and Barbara, and when Jackie McGowan is here, the 3M company gets together. We get up on the stage and sometimes out behind the stage and a few other places and sing together because it's fun. And what good is folk music if it's not fun? This song is not fun for the poor girl. It's a protest song that goes back several hundred years for women's rights. Well, sad is the fortune of all womankind. They're always controlled, they're always confined. Controlled by their parents until they are wise. Then slaves to their husbands the rest of their lives. Well, I am a poor girl, my fortune is bad. I've always been courted by the Wagoner's Lad. He's courted me daily, by night and by day. And now he is loaded and he's going away. Your parents don't like me because I'm poor. They say I'm not worthy of entering your door. I work for my living, my money's my own. And if they don't like it, they can leave me alone. Your horses are hungry, go feed them some hay. Come sit here, my darling, as long as you may. My horses ain't hungry, they won't eat your hay. So farewell, my darling, I'll be on my way. Your wagon needs greasing, your whip is to mend. Come sit here beside me as long as you can. My wagon is greasy, my whip's in my hand. So farewell, my darling, no longer to stand. Well, sad is the fortune of all womankind. They're always controlled, they're always confined. Controlled by their parents until they are wise. And slaves to their husbands the rest of their lives. Thank you.
Oh, that was great. We can always depend on Dan. He's been coming to the festival a long time. Now, we didn't have to go to New York or Boston or San Francisco to find this next fella. He's right over, he's our neighbor in Lake City, and he has a mighty unique way of doing. He works in a shoe shop, and for years he's been the shoe shine man. And he has the great ability to beat out Swanee River on his boss's shoe with his rag. I believe if you'd turn his chair, turn the chair sideways so we can see what he's doing. That's better. Okay, and here's good old Dan Smith, and you going to blow for him to play? Okay, Dan. I don't think they've practiced at all, but they don't need to practice.
Mind get right foot.
Okay, that's fine, boy.
You got it.
Thank you and good night.
And we didn't have to go to California or Alaska or Hawaii to get this next lovely singer. She belongs right here in White Springs, and it's a pleasure to have Retha Pearl Marshall come out and sing unaccompanied for us. Let's give her a hand.
I've tried to sing for you. Lord, I've tried. I have never reached perfection, but Lord, I've tried. Sometime I've even lost connection, but Lord, I've tried. Sometimes right, Lord, sometimes wrong, hoping someday to be strong. That's when I'll rise up and sing this song. Lord, I've tried. Lord, I've tried. Oh, Lord, I've tried. I've tried to be just what you'd have me to be. Sometimes, oh, Lord, sometimes down, Lord, almost level to the ground. But then I'll rise up and sing this song. Oh, Lord, I've tried. I've not lived free from sin. But Lord, I've tried. Not from doubt, deep from within. But Lord, I've tried. Rock of ages, just cleanse for me. Oh, let me hide myself in thee. Free from tempted life unseized. Lord, I've tried. Lord, I've tried. You know I've tried. I've tried to be just what you'd have me to be. Sometimes up, Lord, sometimes down. Lord, almost leveled to the ground. But still I'm climbing round by round. But Lord, I've tried. If I walk with Jesus through the sunshine, he will walk with me through the rain. If I walk with Jesus through the sunshine, he will walk with me. He will walk with me through the rain. I am glad that the Savior walks with me. Oh, yes, I am. I am glad that the Savior walks with me. As I walk through the valley, low in the shadows of death, I am glad that the Savior walks with me. If I walk with Jesus in joy and happiness, he will walk with me in sickness and pain. If I walk with Jesus in joy and happiness, oh, yes, he will. He will walk with me in sickness and pain. He'll be there to hold my hands when I am lonely. He'll be there to wipe the tears from my eyes. As I walk through the valley in the shadows of death, I am glad that the Savior walks with me. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that called me from a world of care and bid me at my father's throne and my every wish is known in seasons of distress and grief, my soul have often found relief and of escape the tempter's by return, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, thine way protection bear, and who believe and trust in grace, in case the waiting soul to bless his faith, believe his words, and trust his grace. I'll cast on him my every care and wait for thine sweet hour of prayer.
Well, I hope what happened this afternoon won't happen right now when the Boyers come out. Let's welcome the Boyer family from Webster Grove, Missouri.
We're going to begin with a fiddle medley. On the program, I believe it says that the medley is Marmaduke's Hornpipe and Walkie in the Parlor. Actually, it's Walkin' in the Parlor. This fiddle tune, Walkin' in the Parlor, was given to us by a friend of ours named Bob Abrams, who lives in St. Louis. And he heard my brother Bob Beers play the fiddle, many, many years ago, and he began to fiddle himself, and he had heard Bob do Walkin' in the Parlor, which is a song that we had learned from my grandfather. These two tunes are actually different, but Bob Abrams didn't know that, and so he learned Walkin' in the Parlor and taught it to us, and we've been doing it ever since. It's become one of our favorite fiddle tunes. The first one that we're going to do is Marmaduke's Hornpipe, then we'll go right into Walkin' in the Parlor. They're both very fast. And Marmaduke has a distinction. Every fiddler in Missouri plays Marmaduke's Hornpipe, I think, at all the fiddle contests. Anyway, he was a general. He fought someplace and did terrible things. In Missouri.
He burned down a town, too.
Yeah, he burned down someplace.
How do we know that it wasn't Webster Grove?
It wasn't Webster Grove, though. Thank you. Next, we'll do Cotton Eye Joe. This is a song that has many, many versions, and this is sort of a combination of two, I believe. Becky, why don't you tell them what Dr. Gray told you about Cotton Eye Joe?
I have a friend. His name is Dr. James Gray, and he lives in the same town as we do, and he's an old fiddler. And one day, I was fiddling with him, and we were playing this tune. He said, "You know what Cotton Eye Joe is?" And he said, and I said, "No." And he said, "Well, I have it, and it's cataracts." And, you know, that was, the eyes got white, and they call it Cotton Eye Joe, and so that's what that is.
So you've probably heard a lot of different versions of Cotton Eye Joe. So that's what it's really about.
Called Oceans of Abraham, which we're going to ask my sister-in-law to join us on. This is a good example of a folk tune. The tune was one that my grandfather played. It's German. The name was actually La Magdalena, which is Spanish. My Spanish isn't too great. The song is about the Indians on the Trail of Tears, which was... You'll catch in the words. The words were given to Bob by a Montana cowboy. We have a slight problem. This instrument over here on our left is called a psaltery. It's temperamental. And so consequently, it has the most strings. And we tune to it. It's sort of like hauling a piano around. And it's, I believe, sharp, isn't it, Becky? I think I will, too. The young woman who is with us on the far left is not one of our daughters. This is Melissa Trier. She accompanied us. She's from Chicago, a very good friend. She's been playing, I guess, and growing up with our youngsters for 10 years. This is kind of the nice thing about a folk festival like this. Cousin Thelma and Evelyn Beers and my brother Bob have done a great deal to inspire a great many young people to continue the music of our forefathers. And these youngsters have been at it for a while. The rivers of time, they roll and they wander. The prairies of sand may shift and turn under. The valleys of home, bright banners of wonder. Oceans of Abraham ripple and breathe. Let me, a veil of mist lies over the land. The footstep is weary that crosses the land. Mile upon mile, as I follow the way, I dream of the places where memories lay. The rivers of time, they roll and they wander. The prairies of sand may shift and turn under. The valleys of hope, bright banners of wonder, the oceans of Abraham ripple and breathe. Let me go back to the wild-flowered home, for often I wandered in boyhood did roam. The land of my fathers, the haven of truth. The land of my mothers, the land of my youth. The rivers of time, they roll and they wander. The prairies of sand may shift and turn under. The valleys of hope, bright banners of wonder. The oceans of Abraham ripple and breathe. Let me go back to the raven-haired maid who taught me to love in the green willow's shade. With a heart like a dove and as pure as the snow, on the bosom of peace where the cool waters flow. The rivers of time, they roll and they wander. The prairies of sand may shift and turn under. The valleys of hope, bright banners of wonder. The oceans of Abraham ripple and weave.
In reflecting memories about the Beers family musical heritage. I've done a lot of talking about that in the last year or so. And one of the favorite songs of Grandpa Sullivan, from whom much of this music came, was a song called Seamus O'Brien. And Bob used to fiddle the tune, and when we played in concert together, I would sing the words. But he only fiddled the tune for a number of years before he finally got all the words. We used to try to get him out of Grandpa Sullivan, and he'd always cry. We could never get all the words from him. And so once we were doing a concert out in Sheridan, Wyoming, there was this lovely lady came backstage, and she said, "Where'd you learn Seamus O'Brien?" And Bob said, "Well, I learned it from my grandfather, Sullivan." And she said, "Would you like to have the words?" And he said, "Oh, I'd love to." And her husband was a cowboy who played the mouth harp and knew lots of Irish songs. And so we finally got the words after about 15 years. So we'll sing it for you tonight. Another favorite song in the family was called Walkie in the Parlor. And The Boyers did a version of that song for you a while ago called Walking in the Parlor. And Grandpa Sullivan was the kind of person who was very curious about anybody that came through the area of North Freedom, Wisconsin, where he lived all of his life. And if there were musicians around, if there was a county fair or anything coming through there that where there was music, he would make it his business to go and hear it. And we think that he may have learned this from maybe a minstrel show or some other musicians traveling through. But he liked this song, and it was his favorite. It was an invitational, and all of the family gatherings always began with Walk in the Parlor. First they made the earth, and then they made the sky, and then they made the clouds so white and hung them there to dry. Well, next they made the moon above and made the sun to rise, and then they made the stars so bright from pretty baby's eyes. Walkie in the parlor, boys, walkie in, I say. Walkie in the parlor, boys, and hear the banjos play. Walkie in the parlor, boys, and hear the banjos ring, and watch my honey's fingers as she picks upon the string. Well, next they made the elephant so big and white and stout. Oh, but then he wasn't satisfied until he had a snout. Well, next they made the possum, and then they made the quail, and then he made the little coon with the ring around his tail. Walkie in the parlor, boys, walkie in, I say. Walkie in the parlor, boys, and hear the banjos play. Walkie in the parlor, boys, and hear the banjos ring, and watch my honey's fingers as he picks upon the string. Next they made the elephant so big and white and stout. Oh, I sang that, didn't I? Then they took the madam, they laid him on the ground, and gave him a dose of laudanum to make him sleep so sound. Well, next they took a piece of rib right out of Adam's side, and made him a pretty Irish girl to be his loving bride. Walkie in the parlor, boys, walkie in, I say. Walkie in the parlor, boys, and hear the banjos play. Walkie in the parlor, boys, and hear the banjos ring, and watch my honey's fingers as he picks upon the string.
Well, I just want to say again, I'm so proud of having the Boyers here and Evelyn here. Evelyn hadn't been since 72. That you won't go anywhere in the world and hear more beautiful music, more beautifully played, than you hear with the Boyers and with Evelyn. Let's give them another hand. Now let's welcome John Huber from Knoxville, who specializes in gypsy music.
I guess I should have been introduced as the Waggle Taggle Gypsy, huh? I didn't know gypsies were run out of Scotland. Well, they say the chickens aren't worth stealing anyhow, so I don't guess it makes any difference. By the way, to our very fine people from Missouri ranks very high in the estimate of gypsies. We have a gathering there once a year. As a matter of fact, a Western band gathering. And Missouri people are very, very nice people. By the way, Florida people are very nice people, too. Yes, indeed. somebody bothered me all afternoon to play this one again. It's a tanguillo. I don't remember where I played it, whether it was here or whether it was at the old stage or whether it was at some point between. So I'll do this one, and then I will go right into some of the old music. I always like that one, too. Maybe I'll play it right the next time, all right?